life is really like a boat sailing on the sea.
那在24节告诉我们说，这个海上就忽然啊起了风暴。
In verse 24, we see there came a storm just without warning.
这个忽然就说出怎么样？说出一些不如意的事情，或是一些苦难的事情，往往在我们意想不到的时候就临到我们身上。
This verse tells us about the unexpected, how unexpected are the sufferings and troubles.
而且有些苦难的事情临到我们身上的时候，往往叫我们受不了，就好像这里所讲的，甚至船被波浪淹盖。
And also, these sufferings can be overwhelming. Just like it said in this verse, the waves swept over the boats.
在这个时刻呢，我们看到耶稣跟门徒是同在一条船上。
As we see here, Jesus and the disciples were on the same boat.
那在这种风暴的环境当中，我们有看到有两种截然不同的反应发生。
And there were two distinct reactions.
第一个是我们看到耶稣他非常的安静。First
we saw Jesus was very calm.
圣经上说他睡着了。He
was sleeping.
另外一个反应是门徒是非常的害怕。
The other kind of reaction was that all the disciples were very terrified.
害怕到他们一个地步，他们大声地说：“哎呀，我们没有命了，我们丧命了。”
They were crying, "We're going to drown."
弟兄姐妹，当有不如意的事情，或是一些苦难的事情，在你意料之中临到的时候呢
？Brothers and sisters, so when troubles come unexpectedly.
你的反应呢？你的反应就决定你是怎么样面对你苦难的结果是什么。Your
reaction can determine the outcome.
我们今天看到耶稣的反应是非常的安静。We
can see how calm was Jesus.
所以他能够平静安稳的睡觉。He
He was so calm that he was sleeping.
所以我们要来思想耶稣的效法耶稣的安静。So
today we're going to talk about Jesus' stillness.
什么是安静呢？
So what is peace?
按照我们一般人的了解呢，都是一个人坐在那里不讲话，不做事，那就是安静了。In
our general perception, peace is only in stillness.
但是这是静中的安静。
Yeah, but this is peace in inaction.
圣经上所讲的安静，往往是一种动荡中的安静。
But the peace that the Bible tells us is a kind of peace in action.
就是在一个很动荡不安的环境当中，仍然会有内心的平静安稳。
Even in very turbulent circumstances, we can still keep the inner peace.
耶稣就是给我们留下这种在动荡中平静安稳的榜样。So
it is in this aspect that Jesus sets an example for us.
那首先我们来看看这个圣经上讲到圣经对于这个安静的看法是什么。So
first, let us look at how the Bible teaches about peace.
这个安静，我想我们每一个人都不否认，安静、平静、安稳的一个心呢，对我们是非常重要的。First,
we need to recognize that peace is very important to every one of us.
在箴言第十四章三十节，我们一同来读来。心中安静是肉体的生命。嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。这里讲到这个心中安静呢。 它是一种心理的健康。So
here the peace indicates the mental health.
那肉体的生命呢，就是一种肉体的健康，生理的健康。And
the life of the body indicates the physical wellness.
那嫉妒呢，是一种心理的不健康。Envy
is a kind of mental illness.
那骨中 朽烂呢是生理的不健康。
And rottenness in the bones is a physical sickness.
这是告诉我们什么呢？这就是告诉我们，心理的健康会带来生理的健康，心理的不健康会带来生理的不健康。
It indicates that mental health can lead to physical health, and mental illness can lead to physical illness.
啊，这个从那个医学的观点来看，也可以讲得通的。
It totally makes sense in terms of medical science.
啊，箴言十七章二十二节也是告诉我们，一同来读来：喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。啊，喜乐的心就是心理很健康。
A cheerful heart indicates mental health.
那良药就什么？就是生理健康。
And good medicine promises physical health.
那这个忧伤的灵就是你的心理不健康。
Cross spirit also means mental illness.
那使骨枯干枯干呢，就是生理不健康。
The bones dry up or is a kind of physical illness.
同样也是告诉我们。生理的健康会带来心理的健康会带来生理的健康，心理的不健康会带来生理的不健康。
It tells us about the same rule.
这是第一个哈，圣经的安静观。第二个，圣经告诉我们说，得救跟得力都在乎安静，在乎平静安稳。
Secondly, the Bible also tells us that it is in rest lies our salvation, in quietness is our strength.
我们一同来读以赛亚书第三十章第十五节来。主耶和华圣者如此说：你们得救在乎
回归，你得力在乎平静
安稳。那这一节圣经就告诉我们啊，得救跟得力都在乎一个原因，就是安静。那这里说是安息和平静安稳。
Here it tells us that our salvation and strength, both lie in peace, which is expressed here as rest or quietness.
首先，我们来思想看看哈，这里讲说得救是在乎归有安息。
First, let us look at in repentance and rest is our salvation.
这就是告诉我们什么呢？就是一个人想要得救，不是靠你自己去做些什么东西。
First, it tells us one cannot exchange his salvation with his own effort or good deeds.
有人想靠自己的努力，或是去做一些好的行为，想要靠这些来换取得救。
Somebody might think of offer his own efforts in exchange of salvation.
但是你自己努力呢，和你自己要有好行为呢，这是人本来应当有的本分。
But it is our man's duty to do good.
不能够用这个来换取得救。
We cannot trade it for salvation.
何况我们人再大的努力和最好的行为，也达不到神的标准。
And also, no matter how hard we try, we can never.Reach God's standard.
所以保罗在罗马书说，没有一个人因为你的好行为，因为你行律法，能够在神面前称义。
So this basically what it said in Romans chapter 3 verse 20. One cannot be declared righteous in God's sight by observing the law.
人得救是在乎归回安息。
It is in repentance and rest that we are saved.
就是自己安静，不靠自己的努力和好的行为。
So it doesn't depend on our own moral efforts, but on our repentance and rest.
就好像圣经以弗所书第二章八到九节所讲的，我们一同来读来：你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
这就是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，
也不是出于行为。免得有人自夸，这里讲得很清楚，得救不是靠你自己，也不是靠你的行为，都靠着神的恩典。
So it is said perfectly clear in Ephesians chapter 2:8-9 that it is by grace and through faith that we are saved.
人得救是靠着神所定的方法，就是 恩典的方法。
We are saved in God's way, which is which is by grace.
我们一同来读以弗所书一章七节到第八节来。我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎，
过犯得以赦免，
是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。这里告诉我们，神恩典的方法就是神他用诸般的智慧聪明为我们人所预备的救赎方法。
So here it in Ephesians 1:7 it tells us that the way that God has set to save us is that He lavished on us all with all wisdom His grace.
也就是借着一个无罪的耶稣基督神的儿子在十字架上替我们承担罪的刑罚，舍身流血，满足了神的一个属性，就是公义圣洁。
Specifically, he sent us his only son Jesus Christ, who has no sin, to die on the cross for us to redeem we sinners.On the cross, so that God's righteousness can be satisfied.
同时，因为这样子，也为我们开拓了一条得救的路，就是我们只要认罪，承认自己是个罪人，而且悔改，我们相信耶稣基督做我们个人的救主，我们就可以得救。
In this way, we are open to the gate of salvation, through which by receiving His grace, we repent and believe in Jesus, so that we can be saved.
换句话讲，就是说，在蒙恩得救的上面，我们人没有做什么。
In other words, there's no human efforts in salvation.
也不需要做什么。
And there's no need of human effort.
我们要做的只有一样。
There's only one thing we need to do.
就是伸出信心的手，说我要。我要就接受
which is to receive his salvation.
这个就是得救在乎归回安息。
This is the meaning of in repentance and rest is our salvation.
得力在乎平静安稳。
Secondly, in quietness and trust is strength.
我想这个道理我们可以从我们一般人的生理现象来讲，真的得力是需要平静安稳。
We can understand this even in our physical conditions.
从我们人的生理来讲，我们要得到力量，我们必须要有安静的时候。
If we need to renew our strength, we must take some rest.
请问大家哈，当一个人活着的时候，他的心脏跳动的情形是怎么样的呢？是一直在跳呢，还是跳一下停一下？
Let me ask you, how does the heart beating works? Does it keeps beating all the way, or it beats and pauses?
你们说是什么？一直跳吗？还是跳一下停一下？
So does it beats all the way, or beats with pauses?
如果你的心脏是一直在跳，那你的心脏有问题的。
So if your heart never stops beating, then You have some heart issues.
一直在跳的心脏是不正常的，会带来无力感。
So the heart keeps beating, usually causes fatigue.
跳一下停一下的心跳才能够使身体有力量。
Healthy heart beating with pauses can strengthen us.
我们的心脏之所以能够维持几十年能够不停的跳动，是因为它有跳。
Only in that way that our heart can keep working for decades.
停的目的是为了要跳。
So it pauses just to continue to beat.
这是很自然的这个生理的现象。
This is very natural.
我再请问弟兄姐妹，为什么我们需要睡眠？
And why do we need sleeping?
今天这个世界大家都很忙碌，很多工作做不完。若是不睡觉，那多好啊！一天工作24个小时，都不需要睡觉，那不是很好吗
？Nowadays we are all very busy. We have endless jobs to do, and wouldn't it be a good thing that we can work 24 hours a day?
但是我们需要睡觉。
But we still need sleeping.
我们就是连续几天工作20个小时没睡觉，那就不可能有力量继续工作下去，甚至会怎么样？会过劳而死。
If we keep working 24 hours a day for several days without any sleep, then we cannot continue to do the job, or we can even die from overwork.
这个睡眠啊，占我们的人生有三分之一的年日。
We know that sleep takes about one third of our time.
这三分之一的睡眠乃是为了要得到力量去做另外三分之二的生活工作。
So this one third time of sleeping is to sustain us in the other two thirds of our lives and work.
那请问睡眠是不是一种安静啊？
So is sleeping a kind of a peace?
睡眠就是一种安静。
It is a kind of rest or quietness.
所以圣经上讲得很对，得力在乎平静安稳。
That's why the Bible says in quietness and trust is strength.
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒侍奉神的力量从哪里来的呢？
Brothers and sisters, where does our strength to serve the God come from?
跟这个道理是一样的。
In the same way.
我们需要有力量来侍奉神。
We need strength to serve our Lord.
这个力量从哪里来？叫向神来支取。
We draw the strength from God.
我们怎么能够向神支取呢？
How do we draw the strength from him?
我们就需要经常安静在神面前啊。
We need to become quiet before God.
这是为什么我们基督徒神的儿女每天要有一段时间有一段在神面前安静的时间。
That's why we as God's children need to come before him daily and be quiet.
我们在这段时间我们读经祷告亲近神。
We read with his word, pray and have fellowship with him.
如果我们缺乏在神面前安静的时间，我们就缺乏服事所需要的力量。
If we lack quietness before God, then we will lack the strength to serve him.
那我们的服事，你会感觉到你的服事怎么样？服事的越来越枯燥，越来越没有力量，甚至感到精疲力尽。
Otherwise, the more you serve, the more exhausted you become.
弟兄姐妹，无论外在的环境的难处是如何的险恶，
Brothers and sisters, no matter how hostile is our circumstance,
我们需要安静到神的面前来亲近他。
We always need to be quiet before him.
虽然外面环境很险恶，但是我们里面会有十分的安静的力量。
So that we can still have peace and strength inside.Regardless of our circumstances,
让我们能够去面对我们的困难的环境
，so that we can face the difficult conditions.
因为安静，因为得力在乎平静安稳。
Because in quietness and trust is strength.
第三，安静跟知道神是息息相关的。
Thirdly, peace is essential to know God.
诗篇第啊。四十篇第六节，我们一同来读来。你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中
被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
这个休息，它的原来意思是说你们要安静。
So in this verse, Psalm 46:10, rest actually means be still.
这里就告诉我们说啊，要安静才能够知道神。要知道神才能够安静。
It's basically saying that we need to be quiet to know God. If we know God, then we should be quiet.
许多时候我们在一个遭遇到一个动荡不安的环境，我们没办法环境，我们没办法安静。
When our surroundings are restless,
我们忘记神在我们中间。
We find it hard to be peaceful because we forget about God's presence.
我们忘记圣灵住在我们里面。
We forgot that the Holy Spirit remains in us.
如果我们要确实知道说神在我们中间，圣灵在我们里面，我们就能够安静。
If we are assured that God lives among us and the Spirit remains in us, then we should become quiet.
所以要知道神才能安静，要安静才能知道神。
So it is essential to be quiet to know God, and if we know God, we should truly be peaceful.
没有一个人能够靠自己安静。
Nobody can quiet himself by himself.
安静是从神来的。
Peace comes from God.
那神使什么样的人安静呢？
So what kind of people does God put them in quietness?
圣经告诉我们，神使这个靠神放心的人安静。
Here we see that God quiets those who take courage from him.
耶稣在世上的时候，这两个字是他经常安慰鼓励人的，放心。
Take courage are the two words that Jesus usually say to his disciples.
我们看马太福音十四章二十七节，我们一同来读来。耶稣连忙对他们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”啊，这是耶稣对于身处在风浪船上的门徒说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”
So in Matthew chapter 14 verse 27, we see that in a storm, Jesus said to his disciples, he said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid."
我们在读这个约翰福音十六章三十三节。我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经是的世界。耶稣也告诉我们说，这世界上你们一定会有苦难的。
Jesus tells us there must be troubles.
信耶稣并不是说，信了耶稣一切都很好都不会有问题，不是的。
He doesn't promise a troubleless life after believing Jesus.
耶稣他告诉我们说，你信耶稣还是会遇到苦难，但是你们可以放心，因为虽然外在的环境苦难，但你们在我里面有平安。
What Jesus promised us was that despite the external troubles and sufferings, you can still have peace in me.
我们在世界上所遭遇的一些挫折、烦恼、忧伤、重担，主耶稣说：“你们可以放心，因为我可以替你们承担。”
All the troubles, frustration, sadness that we suffer in this world, Jesus just let us take heart, because He can take it for us.
弟兄姐妹，我们信耶稣的人真的是何等的有福啊！
So how blessed we are to believe in Jesus.
我们可以在困难的环境中靠神放心。
So in very hard conditions, we can still take courage from God.
圣经曾经记载一件事情真的是非常的奇妙的事情。
So there this story recorded in the Bible.
在使徒行传第十二章讲到这个西律呢，他逼迫。基督徒逼迫教会把那个约翰的兄弟雅各使徒把他杀了。
So in Acts chapter 12, we can see that the king, when the king Herod persecuted John and Jacob.
然后他又把那个为首的那个使徒彼得把他抓起来。
And Peter was put into jail.
打算在过了逾越节后也要把他杀了。
And after Passover, the king will kill Peter.
但是在要逾越节前一天要把他杀之前的前一个晚上
But the very night before his execution.
如果你是彼得
If you were Peter,
你知道明天你就要被杀了。
You're going to be killed the next day.
你会怎么样
What would you do?
我不晓得你会怎么样，但是。圣经告诉我们说，彼得在那天晚上睡在两个兵丁当中他被锁了脚铐还在两个兵丁当中睡得非常的香甜。
We see that Peter was sleeping sound between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the sentry stood guard at the entrance.
怎么知道他睡得很香甜？
How do we know that he slept very well?
圣经上怎么讲？
What did the Bible tell us?
他是怎么醒来的？
How did he wake up?
我跟你讲叫都叫不醒
So he was very hard to be awaked.
是不是很香甜？ 不然他如果不香甜， 一叫就醒了， 他叫不醒了， 他是怎么醒了， 你知道吗？
So how did he wake up?
是天使怎么样？ 把他拍醒了。
So it was an angel of the Lord that appeared and struck Peter.
所以面临着这个生命被杀的那种危险的时候， 彼得还能够睡得那么好。
So in that kind of circumstances, Peter could still sleep.
因为他可以靠主耶稣放心。
Because he can take courage from God.
我曾经在马祖当兵， 就是跟那个福州对面那个马祖， 在那边当兵。
So I used to be on military service in 马祖。
在我当兵那一段期间呢，忽然传来一个情报，说，在3月29号，我记得很清楚，对面那个就要攻过来了，就是你们那个那边那个攻过来了。During
my service, so I still remember one day, it was March the 29th. It was setting the news that the mainland forces were going to attack.
你知道我们接到这个命令，我们全营的官兵大家心里都怎么样，你知道吗？
Everybody, how did everybody in the camp reacted?
每一个人都是唉声叹气说，糟糕，我们完了，一定完了，因为我们这个小岛怎么能够经得起人家攻呢？一攻马上就全部都完蛋了。
So everybody was worried and sad because we didn't think we can bear an attack on the small island.
所以很多人就因为说，我就快要死了，反正就是借酒放纵自己消愁，他没有钱呢，反正就叫人家借钱去买酒喝，反正就快要死了也不必还。So
doomed to die, somebody chose to indulge in alcohol.
但是我心里面 真的是很平静安稳，感谢神。
Thanks to God, I had great peace.
他那个时候呢，那个营里还选我去做那个机枪手的训练呢，机枪那个扫机枪那个。So
I was even chosen to train the soldiers to use the machine guns.
所以在那个3月229那天凌晨的非常早，好像两三点钟我们就起来，然后进入阵地。
So on the dawn of that day, we got up very early to enter into the field.
准备要打仗了。And
get ready to fight.
那因为我是一个机枪手，所以他封给我一个碉堡，我的机枪吊在碉堡上那里，就打上，真的要打仗了。I
was the shooter, so I had my own fortress.
大部分的那些官兵都说，哎，我们完蛋了，今天就生命都结束了。
Most of the soldiers were saying, we're going to die today.
但是我一点都不害怕， 真的心里面很平安很喜乐。
But I wasn't afraid at all. I was very joyful and cheerful.
我带着一本圣经就到那个碉堡里面，只有我一个人， 在那边唱诗祷告赞美神。
I carried my Bible into the fortress and I sang hymns, prayed, and praised the Lord.
结果到了，已经经过了好几个钟头了。And
a few hours had passed.
结果又来一个情报说，哎，他们不来打了，不攻了。
And there came another news. They canceled the attack.
对我来讲都没有什么不同啊。反正如果神要我去的话，好的无比吧，对不对？神要留我也很好，所以我一点都不会感到怎么样。
I was indifferent because if God took me home, that would also be great.
但是对这些官兵就很惨了。But
those soldiers suffered a lot.
他们欠了一屁股债啊，要还。They
owed a great debt for drinking.
弟兄姐妹，我们信主的人真的有福气，因为我们不怕任何的困难，因为我们知道我们可以靠主放心。 所以我们在困难的环境，我们可以平静安稳。
Brothers and sisters, we're truly blessed because we know that we can rely on God and take heart from Him.
一个人要 能够安静，首先就要放心。
So if we need, we want to be peaceful, first we need to take courage.
那怎么样能够放心呢？才能放心呢？
But how do we take courage?
第一个，我们就知道我们能放心，是因为知道神与我们同在。
We can take courage because we are sure that God will be with us.
这个主要我们有主耶稣同我们在人生的船上，我们就可以放心。
If we know that God is on the same boat of life with us, then we should have no fear.
其实那些门徒根本不害怕，说啊，我们要丧命的。为什么？因为耶稣就在那个船上，跟他们在一起。
Actually, those disciples didn't need to cry, "We're going to drown," because Jesus was on the very same boat.
所以有一句话很好啊。
So there's this saying.
啊，有主在我船上，我就什么不怕风浪。
Jesus is on my boat, so I'm not afraid of storms.
这是一个儿童主写的诗歌，你会不会唱？啊
，This is a children's hymn.
有主在我船上，我就不怕风浪，不怕风浪，不怕风浪。有主在我船上，我就不怕风浪，直到安地天家。你看多好，有主在我们人生船上，我们怕什么呢？
We have Jesus in our boat, so what are we afraid of?
然后第二个，我们之所以能够放心，是因为知道神的恩典够我们用。
Secondly, we can take courage because we know that God's grace is sufficient for us.
我们一同来读哥林多后书十二章第九节，他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。”这个英国有一个著名传道人呢，叫做维白布鲁先生啊，他求主给他一个够用恩典的经历。
So there's this Mr. Webb Peplow, who is a well-known British preacher. So he once begged God to give him enough grace.
但是主却给他看见说，主的恩典不是要够我用，也不是将够我用，乃是是。够我用。
But God let him see that God's grace is not made to be sufficient or will be sufficient for me, but is sufficient for me.
是不是？事实上，我们不必求说啊，主啊，你叫恩典够我用吧？我们不必求，为什么？因为主的恩典是已经够我们用了。
Actually, we don't need to ask God, make your grace sufficient for me because it is already sufficient for us.
所以弟兄姐妹，无论我们的环境多艰难，遭遇多痛苦，主的恩典都是够我们用的。
Brothers and sisters, no matter how much we suffer, God's grace is always sufficient.
求主帮助我们，让我们在这一句主的恩典是够我们用这句话语里面，我们能够有实际的经历。
And may God help us so that we can personal experience that God's grace is sufficient.
第三个，我们之所以能够放心，是因为知道神是无所不能的神。
Thirdly, we can take courage also because we know that God is almighty.
我们一同来读耶利米书32:17来。
主耶和华，你曾用大能和伸出来的膀臂
创造天地，在你没有难成的事情。还有27来，我是耶和华，是凡有血气者的神，岂有我难成的事吗？感谢主，在我们遭遇各样难处的时候，神要跟我们说放心。
Thank God, when we encounter difficulties, God assures us, take courage.
我要与你同在。
I will be with you.
我的恩典是够你用的。
My sufficient is my grace is.
我是无所不能的神。
I am capable of all.
但很多时候，我们只是看见难处的本身，我们忘记，我们听不到主耶稣对我们说放心。
But unfortunately, we really only fix our eyes on the difficulties themselves and forget about Jesus' voice. Take courage.
神会使靠他放心的人安静。
We should know that God quiets those who take courage from him.
第二个, 神会使等候神的人安静。
Second, God gives peace to those who hope in the Lord.
我们一起来读以赛亚书40章第31节来。 但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走也不疲乏。我们可以参考这个30章第15节，一同来。主耶和华以色列的圣者如此说：你们得救在乎归为安息，你们得力在乎安静安稳，你们静止不肯。这里告诉我们说，等候神的人必重新得力。
Here we see that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
30章第15节说, 得力在乎平静安稳。
And in Isaiah 30:15, it says, in quietness and trust is your strength.
我们把它连起来就可以知道, 等候神的人是一个能够得享安静的人。
If we combine these two verses, we will see that those who hope in the Lord can enjoy his peace.
这个古代的波斯国有一个童话,
So in old Persia, there is a fairy tale.
那个小鸟本来是没有翅膀的。
Originally, the birds had no wings.
他们能够唱歌，有很好看的羽毛, 但是他们不能飞。
They could sing, they had beautiful feather, but they could not fly.
他们只能在地上蹦蹦跳跳这样子。
And they were just bouncing around.
在被造那一天, 神将一切的动物都招到他的宝座前, 对他们讲,
And one day God summoned all his creatures before his throne.
我现在有个工作要分给你们, 不知道谁肯为我分担,
saying that now I have some works, who wants to share my burden?
那狮子心里想说, 我的身体那么笨重, 我不能再负担了, 所以就走掉了。
The lion thought, my body is heavy and clumsy, I cannot take it.
那小兔子说, 啊, 我这么小, 我心有余, 我力不足啊, 哎, 我走掉了。
The rabbit also found an excuse, saying, I'm too little, so I cannot do what I hope to do.
其他的动物都找借口啊, 都走掉了。
All other kinds of animals found an excuse to decline.
最后只剩下一群小鸟。
And lastly, there were only this bunch of birds.
他们异口同声说, 我们虽小, 虽不能够负更重的担子, 但是我们应该尽我们自己的力量去做一点。
They all spoke with one voice that though we are very little and we cannot bear great burden, but we want to try our best.
于是神就将两片那个 刺状的物啊, 放在小鸟的背上。
God placed two wing-shaped thing, the objects on their shoulders.
刚刚放上去的时候, 小鸟觉得好像很沉重。
At first, it felt heavy.
但是他们都愿意承担了。
But they tried their best to take it.
而且放声歌唱。
And sang.
真的很奇怪。 这个时候小鸟的重担啊, 在他们歌唱当中啊, 居然把他们带上天空去了。
But curiously, in their singing and praise, the burden actually were taking them up to the sky.
这个就是小鸟有翅膀的来历的一个传说啊。
So this is the legendary origin of wings.
弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们很多时候遭遇困难, 认为是一个很沉重的担子。
Sometimes we see the difficulties as a very heavy burden.
但是我们就是能够好像小鸟一样, 欢喜接受, 安静等候, 顺服神的引导。
But are we willing to take the burden cheerfully and obey to God's guidance, just like those cheerful birds?
那重担就会变成翅膀。
Only in that way, the burden can become our wings.
好像以赛亚书那里讲的, 如鹰展翅上腾, 奔跑不困倦, 行走也不疲乏。
Just as it said in Isaiah 40:31, we will soar on wings like eagles. We will run and not grow weary.
等候神的人就是一个诚恳谦卑的心, 仰望 主赐智慧和力量，然后耐心等候他的引导。
So people who hope in God are those who humbly look up to God for his wisdom and strength and wait for his guidance.
在路加福音在约翰福音第十一章讲到拉撒路的复活，当耶稣听到他所爱的拉撒路病重的。
In John 11, when Jesus heard that Lazarus, the man he loved, was sick and died.
照理说他应当赶快去啊，去医治他啊。
Supposedly he should hurry to heal him.
但他故意在路上耽搁。
But he purposely delayed on his path.
等到拉撒路已经死了，而且在埋在坟墓里已经四天了，耶稣才去那里。
Only after Lazarus had died for 4 days and buried in the tomb, at that moment Jesus came.
为什么这样呢？因为耶稣他懂得安静等候神的时间。
Why so? Because Jesus was waiting peacefully for God's moment.
弟兄姐妹，神做事有他的时间表。
God has his own schedule.
他会按照他的时间表成就更能够得荣耀的事情。
He had that schedule for a greater glory.
所以在最后耶稣他讲，他说我不是对你们说过吗？你这么信就必看见神的荣耀吗？
So in John 11:40, Jesus said, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?
所以基督徒的患难不是毫无意义的。
So the suffering is not meaningless to Christians.
患难常常是神化妆的祝福。
Suffering is often a disguised blessing.
借着患难能够增长我们的信心。
Our faith can grow in suffering.
同时透过患难可以彰显神的作为，使神得到荣耀。
We can manifest God's glory testify God's glorious deeds in sufferings.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天效法耶稣基督的安静。
So brothers and sisters, to imitate Jesus Christ's peace.
耶稣基督不但是我们安静的榜样，也是我们在任何环境中能够安静的能力的来源。
So Jesus is not only our example to follow, but also He is the source of our peace.
当我们遇到困难的环境而慌张忙乱的时候，思虑烦恼的时候，耶稣要对我们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”
When we panic or worry, when we encounter troubles, Jesus just tells us to take heart.
他是我们在风浪环境中的安稳港口。
Is our peaceful harbor in violent storms.
是能够使我们的心灵平静安稳的神。
He the God that can quiet our hearts.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌，我灵镇静。
Let's sing the hymn, Be Still My Soul.
我很喜欢这首诗歌哈，这真的是讲到我们真的神是能够使我们安静。
I really like this hymn. It tells us about the capability of God to quiet us.
我灵镇静，上主今在你旁，有同施加，你要人来担当，信靠天父为你安排主掌，万变之中为主心事永长，我灵镇静， 天有罪是善良，经过荆棘引到宽乐地方，我灵震惊，一切诸比担当，未来引导仍像过去一样，莫然何时动摇希望信仰，目前奥秘日否必成光明，我灵震惊，风浪依旧听命，救主当年受罚吩咐之声，我灵震惊，光阴如飞过去，那日与主永远同在一处，失望又见那日都要消除，冲向真爱忘记一切愁烦，我连真经那日眼泪莫干，将来欢聚大家永享平安。我们祷告，感谢主，你在安静上给我们留下美好的榜样，而且你也是我们能够安静的来源，求你让我们在任何的环境当中，即使是很困难的环境，遭遇到很不如意的环境，我们能够定睛仰望你。
We are in troubles and unwanted circumstances. We can all help us so that we can always fix our eyes on you.
全心全意的依靠你。
Rely all of us on you.
因为你要对我们说，放心，是我，不要害怕。
Because you say to us that take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.